two questions I have. Number one, what is the MEA's role when, say, you look at school districts like Lansing and like Detroit, where test scores don't match up? I've heard it said before, well, the standards were changed, they were raised, we're trying to get to that. Okay, I can accept that. But regardless, we have some struggling school districts. So let's discount all the other school districts that are doing well and where the kids are where they need to be. What's the MEA's role with the struggling district?
You know, we spend a lot of time working with our members in districts that, you know, are having trouble with student achievement. We provide training for our members. We provide additional support for those districts. But, you know, in large scope, it's about making sure that they've got the right resources, that they've got the tools necessary, about pushing for things that actually will help, that research has shown help to improve student achievement, not, you know, the gimmicks that keep trying to push in Lansing, like more charter schools, cyber schools. Those have never been proven to actually help kids do better in school. Things that are, you know, smaller class sizes, better teacher training, adequate resources, you know, and a lot of that ties back to money. So, you know, our role really is pushing the legislature to fully fund public education and to provide the resources so that the professionals in our classrooms, whether they're struggling or not, have the tools necessary to do the job.
You know, Doug, I need your help to understand this, because in talking with you and in talking with David Hecker from the American Federation of Teachers Michigan branch, I'm told that more resources and more financial resources can lead to better teaching and to students faring better in those test scores and in graduation rates. But when we talk to other folks, when we talk to people from the Mackinac Center for Public Policy and other people from think tanks and politicians, we're told that it's not about the money, that it's more about proper training and bringing the families and getting them involved and making sure that the community helps out. It's more than about money. Well, what's, from your perspective, what's the fact?
The fact is, unfortunately, that this world runs on money. You can't do that training, you can't have smaller class sizes, you can't provide more resources to pull parents in to be more involved in their kids' education when you're slashing $1 billion from public education. You know, common sense says that if you keep cutting, you know, you're not going to improve. You know, we need the tools to make sure that students are successful. Now, you know, is money the only thing involved? No, absolutely not. But money is an important factor in all this, and it's one that for the past decade here in Michigan we keep just setting aside. You know, again, going back to the Mackinac Center, I mean, they're about free market capitalism and pushing that idea out there that the market should drive everything. Well, markets are driven on money. That's how it works. And for people to say that that's not, that it's not about the fact that the legislature cut $1 billion from public education this year, you know, that's pretty short-sighted.
All right, Doug, final question for you. I received an email after Representative Paul Scott was recalled, and it was proposed as the question to me, would the MEA have been, and I can't find the email now, but I'll recall to the best of my recollection, is that if the MEA would have put the time, energy, and resources into helping kids learn, as opposed to trying to recall a state representative, that money, that time, that energy would have been better spent. How would you respond to that?
Yeah, our members and our involvement in a grassroots effort to hold a lawmaker accountable for attacking public education in the middle class, that is the same. You know, you can't draw lines that are quite so black and white in this world, and I think we all know that. The work that we do, the work that we do in Lansing, the work that we do across the state, matters to helping students. You know, and that's the piece that everybody likes to try to look past. But the simple fact is that the legislature has a huge impact on the day-to-day education of kids. Every education decision is a political decision. You know, our members are dedicated to working with kids, and they're going to do that every day. They're going to do that regardless of the money because that's what their passion is. And it's our passion at the MEA to support them and to make sure that they have the resources and tools to do the job. And we're going to do everything we need to do to advocate for them, including holding lawmakers accountable and working to elect people who are going to make public education a priority.
Well, then why not recall Governor Rick Snyder and all the representatives and senators who voted for those cuts?
Well, MEA was involved in other efforts, you know, including the effort to recall Governor Snyder. We publicly supported that. You know, the one that made the ballot was Paul Scott.
All right. Doug, always an interesting conversation. I appreciate your candor. Thanks so much.
My pleasure. Anytime, Tony.